foundation for whom I work supports a botanist named Robert Campbell, once of some note. But on separating from his wife and longtime research partner, he'd withdrawn his station deeper into the bush. And until last month's message, no one had heard from him in 3 years. He asked for an assistant and a gas chromatograph, and pointedly refused to say why.
I'm surprised they sent a woman.
For Dr. Campbell. Please don't lose it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you coming with me?
I'm afraid he was adamant about that. Tanaki will guide you from here.
Okay, ready? Here you go. Indian!
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you?
I asked you first.
to Dr. Campbell, right?
I know who the hell I am. I'm asking who you are.
Crane.
No, Toucan.
No, that's my name.
Toucan? Oh.
Crane. Dr. Ray Crane.
I do wish you'd make up your mind.
Where did you go?
Maybe it's best we talk in the morning, Doctor. This is from Ornega. How about a place to sleep?
Ornega? You from Ashton? He sent you?
I tell you, they sent a girl.
He sent a girl?
Yes.
I'm not a girl.
The hell you're not.
I'm your research assistant.
The hell you are. And where's your mask?
I don't have a mask. I just got here.
No one comes in here without a surgical mask. God knows what bugs you're carrying. So how's it get her a mask?
Hey, relax. This is as close as we get, Tonto.
Not for me, you hussy. For the Indians.
Hussy?
Hmm. One outsider coming in here with a common cold can decimate an entire tribe. And what about your shots?
What about a place to sleep, goddammit?
To sleep? Sleep? Oh, sleep. Well, of course, please forgive me. There's no need for you to leave till tomorrow. I must tell you how grateful I am. I've been waiting for these. To get lost in the forest, you see. The forest is so vast, and they're just so very small.
Dr. Campbell?
No, for love. Back to the boat. Back.
Hey! Back again. You had no right to unpack that equipment. Where are you going? No.
That's all right. He's loading the boat.
Falala, no boat.
Only those boxes are still.
No. Come on. Up. Down. Luggage down. Come on, put it down. Hey, would you do me a favor and ask him to put my luggage down?
That's it. Sorry, I forget women like to carry their own now.
I think I should introduce myself.
Well, you're the so-called research assistant from Ashton.
Huh. You remember last night?
Do I appear senile?
Drunk.
Intoxicated, yes.
There's a difference.
The Peach Palm Festival is the religious ceremony. Are those bags too heavy? Shall I call Palala back?
No. I'm not getting on a boat. No boat.
I'm afraid it's the only available transport, and you certainly can't remain here.
Why? Because I'm not a man?
Because you're not one of three men. I requested Dr. Alan Sealove, and if he was unavailable, Dr. Gregory Hoffman.
Ha!
I'm published more extensively than Dr. Seelove. I hold degrees from CCNY, Berkeley, and Cambridge. I'm the recipient of the Thurman Award in 82 and 86, the first and only time it's ever been given to the same person twice. Is there anything else you'd like to know about me?
Do those boots come with a manual?
No. I thought of snakes.
When's the last time you did field research? Or when's the first time?
I did a month in La Salva.
A whole month.
Palala?
Palala. Hey, I see how much the boat. All right, bay, bay, bay. Stop.
You didn't need me. You needed a caddy.
Palala will carry your bags to the boat.
Ha! You send me back on the basis of my gender. It's called sex discrimination. Look. I understand your reservations. I heard about your wife.
My wife? Good God. She left me. I wished you'd follow her example. Are we finished? You have a boat to catch.
No boat. I want a meal and a bath.
This isn't a hotel.
I'll leave when I'm damn well ready.
I know, after a meal and a bath.
I'm not a 19-year-old grad student working up a resume. And I don't expect to be treated as if I were. I'm hungry, I'm tired, and I've been in these clothes for more than one dance.
Lala will see that you get some breakfast.
I said, and a bath.
Unbutton your shirt.
Excuse me.
You want to bathe in their water supply? I'll take a medical first. Sit down. Yeah.
Is he gonna watch?
Don't you want a nurse present?
I'll risk it.
Well, I won't. Deep breath.
Now I understand why you've been so secretive about your research here.
Again?
You found the cure for the common hangover.
Look up. Left. Your mouth.
There's nothing wrong with
Say
me.
Say ah.
Ah!
See your Kometa.
My what?
It's in your passport. Your vaccine card.
Oh, God. This is completely unnecessary.
The principal cause of death among Aboriginals is imported disease. What do you see?
I thought we did the eye examination.
Come on, you won 2 Thurman Awards. Show off. What am I analyzing?
Did you run a baseline?
No.
Next time, run a baseline to calibrate the machine. There's a glucose solution specifically for that. Is that the substance you're analyzing?
Yes.
What is it? A plant extract?
A full marks. Continue.
Okay. We're looking at 49 compounds. Okay. What we've got here is... Where was it? Okay, 49 compounds. No, no, nope. Nearly all of these are identifiable. In short, nothing new. Is this why you wanted the chromatograph?
You said nearly all identifiable.
Yeah. Just this one, peak 37. Looks like an acid derivative. Although those side... You must have really thought you were onto something. I'm sorry.
Can it be synthesized?
This one's Mother Nature's kitchen, end of story. Why? What is it you think you've got?
I don't think. I know.
Share it. What's the problem?
Even as a child, you didn't like to share. It's deep secret, I suppose.
What is it, a secret? I'll cross my heart and spit on the floor.
You said breakfast and a bar. Huh? Halala, manja chichi. Arabad.
Hey, you saving it for Sea Love? Don't. He's not coming.
Then I'll settle for Robinson.
You were lucky you got me in last year's chromatograph. I give up.
I believe our deal was bath, breakfast, and boat.
I didn't come here to make deals.
And why did you come here?
I'll leave the chromatograph for the time being.
I'm asking you a question.
You have no idea, have you? Aston's considering pulling your funds and shipping you out. I'm your judge and jury.
Winslow would never permit that.
Ah, Winslow. Winslow retired last year. If he hadn't cut off incoming, you would have known that.
Who replaced him?
Me. You don't get progress reports. You move your damn station wherever and whenever you like. You don't record of inspection. And you don't respond to requests for information. So here I am. So here I am.
Put this on. I want to show you something.
I've seen it.
Put it on. Please. Follow me. This is Kalana. Wife of Jahauza, mother of Iman. Utu.
Utu.
Palpate her throat.
I'm not a medic.
Good Lord, woman, must everything be a full-scale debate with you? Just do it. Feel anything?
Nothing.
6 months ago, she came to see me a couple of lumps on her throat. I sent her downriver with a Franciscan missionary to the hospital there. And she made her own way back. It took her a month. And the nodes were almost double the size.
That's why.
Two injections of that sample you just tested. And the lumps disappeared within a week. No boosters. No side effects.
That's just swell. What am I supposed to report to the Foundation? Dr. Campbell showed me a cured patient who claims a history of undiagnosed, undocumented lumps in her throat? Hey! Ow! Yup! I'm tired of you!
Here it is. A scan report. She brought it back from Manicovi.
That's delightful. I'll bring it with me. If you'll contact Dr. Onega
and
two, arrange for the
van. Anterior and posterior lymphomas. Here. Check her biopsy report.
What for? It could be anybody's.
Okay. You think I'm lying?
I think you're a man who's allowed his personal problems get in the way of his clinical judgment. That's what I think.
Stay.
Stay. Talks to me like a dog. 500,000 scientists in this world, and I end up with Dr. Mengele with a ponytail. Now what? Good God.
Feel that?
What is it?
A supraclavicular node. Malignant.
How do you know?
I gave it to him. Transplanted tissue. I gave it to them all. You will biopsy the lot, I insist. That is your control group. And this lucky bugger gets an injection by nightfall, and tomorrow in the morning you will examine him. Oh, come on, I'm not proposing marriage. I'm asking you to biopsy a family of rodents, spend 12 hours in a perfectly luxurious hammock. Now, you don't have to think about that. Just nod.
What was in the tin?
Hmm?
The boys, you were giving them something from the tin.
Oh, candy-coated ants. Oh. You want some? The tin is inside on the table.
I'll pass. What about you?
What is it?
Freeze-dried ice cream.
I'll pass.
Come on, the astronauts eat it.
Doesn't taste like ice cream.
When's the last time you had a double dip?
The palate remembers.
That woman, Kalana? She called you something.
Depswa.
Depswa. What's it mean?
Medicine man. It's me.
Don't they have one of their own?
What?
Medicine man.
I gave Alka-Seltzer to a kid with a bellyache.
You did what?
Alka-Seltzer cured him with one belch. But it was the plop-plop fizz-fizz that really dazzled them. The medicine man was understandably pissed off. I had taken his stick.
Stick?
His self-respect. His place. I... He just took off. My intentions were well meant. You take the hammock. I'll sleep in the greenhouse.
Well, if I need anything, I'll let you know.
You will? Good. Thank you.
Dr. Campbell?
Already?
My name is Dr. Crane, Ray Crane. Just in case you need to address me directly.
I thought I'd just call you Brooklyn.
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh, well, Bronx. Doesn't quite roll off the tongue, does it? Good night. Covering my ass. Ah! I don't want God. You accusing me of playing switcheroo with your control room.
Hmm? Oh, I get it. Peach Palm Festival Day 2.
No. No festival. Just a bedtime story.
You're staring at me.
Pajamas? I haven't seen pajamas in long time.
Oh! Oh, Jesus! Oh! Oh!
What is it now?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's all right. That's Henry. He keeps the place free of rats. Come on, old dear. Come on.
Look, I'll sleep with lizards and I'll sleep with guinea pigs.
Oh, I understand. The girl has to draw the line somewhere. Come on, oh dear. Sweet dreams.
Go to hell.
Probably.
Lady Doctor, you think she's mute?
No. Do you?
Mute. Smart too.
Why do you think that?
Because she not like you much.
It's very funny.
Dr. Campbell!
She calls you. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, Campbell.
Howdy, Campbell. Come on now. Get stuck, both of you.
Campbell! Jesus, Campbell.
I know.
You know. You know. You found the cure for cancer, and all you can say is, I know. What is it?
Vermilion. Flower.
How'd you find it?
Good dress.
Okay.
I came here 6 years ago. Why? The freak tried. No cancer.
What about the woman you showed me?
Knowledge of how's I married outside the tribe. Kalana's an issue to you.
Then it's genetic.
No, it's environmental. The tribes have always intermarried.
But as far as I can tell, the bromeliad doesn't grow anywhere except here. So the Eshete don't use it. Kalana still doesn't put it in the food. He says it tastes bad.
So they eat this flower?
Ingest it. Snuff and sometimes chewing tobacco, and well, it's in most of their food. It grows wild, 100 feet up in the canopy.
10 stories up?
On the top shelf of the pharmacological superstore. Lives off a tree. I'd seen the old medicine man up there gathering for his juju kit. And there it was. There's only one fly in the serum. I can't reproduce it.
What do you mean?
None of the new samples work. And I have very little of the original serum left. That's what I mean when I say I can't reproduce it.
Wait a minute. I don't understand.
What don't you understand? I found a cure for the fucking plague of the 20th century, and now I've lost it. Haven't you ever lost anything, Dr. Bronx? You pass your car keys? Well, it's rather like that. Now you have it, now you don't.
Your notes are gone?
I have my notes. I followed my notes.
Your notes must be wrong.
They're not.
Then explain it.
I can't.
Okay. The first thing I do when I get to L.A. is I get Dr. Krause and his people can set up a real lab down here.
There's nothing wrong with this lab. We've got everything we need.
Look, this is Major League. We need help. Well, I promise you we'll get full credit.
You think I give a damn about the immortal textbook quote? Dare I insult you with a history lesson? Oh, better still. How about subtraction? 9 million Indians in the Amazon. White men bring measles, flu, polio, and chickenpox. Now you've got 200,000 Indians. Without using your fingers, just how many did we shove in the hole?
It's not like they'll be unvaccinated. These people would be working for Aston. All precautions would be taken.
You don't remember, Nakara. Do you? You're too young.
Some over-eager son of a bitch found a great little painkiller in the jungle.
15 cents to make a $5 bottle. Ashton was onto it like a fly to dung. All very scientific, all precautions taken. Swine flu killed the entire village. Much regret, so sorry. But the eager beaver still ended up with his 10 cents on the dollar,
didn't he? This isn't a painkiller. This is the cure for cancer.
These people don't need a cure for cancer. Ask them.
There's a road coming into the area. You're finished. Aston can stop that.
Aston will need the road. They'll make sure that it leads right up to my falafel.
How can I go...
How can you go back when I need you here?
What? No. I'm a damn good biochemist. I'm not a field researcher. I haven't done this work for years. I'm not qualified.
I know. Too many foundation fundraisers. Too many subcommittees. Take 2 guinea pigs and call me in the morning. Well, when you're old and gray, you'll put lilies on my grave and wish you could thank me.
Yeah, well, I'll thank you now, but I'm still leaving.
How?
Campbell, I'm not your prisoner.
No. You're my research assistant. You're not afraid of heights, are you, bro?
Here.
You give the counterweight a good yank. And up you go. Eh? Well, come on. I want you to see. Left leg first. Yeah. Now the right. Okay. This up here. All right. Come on.
Oh, God.
Think of Neil Armstrong.
I'll give you 1 week. Did you hear me?
They're not in abundance. If you find one, pop it in the bag.
Oh. Are you going to tell me what they look like?
Yes. Like this. Whatever this flower needs to fertilize, it gets it up here. Huh? Whether it's an enzyme being transferred by an insect to the pollen, or God knows what leaking out of the tree. It could be anything. It could be everything. That's the beauty of this system. You can't beat it. You can only wipe it out.
Is that the road?
You see the river? No one can remember it ever being this low.
What about all the rain?
Every year it rains less. Less rainforest means less rain. The Indians have asked me to pray for a deluge. Do you pray, Bunks?
There's so much smoke. I didn't know the road was so close.
Yes, well, death is inevitable, Dr. Bronx. But it's considered bad form to discuss it over a man's sickbed. All right?
Yeah, well, closing your eyes won't make it disappear.
Neither will talk. Let's go.
When was it made?
What?
The eighth sample, when was it made?
Data sheets, green notebook, top left. You don't smoke, do you?
No, I quit.
Good God, why? You're missing from the last three shipments. I suspect your house has got something to do with it. Your other left.
Last one. Okay. Look. Here's the original extract, the one that works. Here's the eight subsequent ones that don't work. You notice anything? I'll give you a hint. It's missing from every failed sample.
Peak 37.
Did you vary the solution?
Mm-hmm. You think the bromeliad changes chemistry during its life cycle?
It's not impossible. But all these samples are dated within 2 weeks of each other. Maybe the first batch was contaminated. Maybe peak 37 is a fungus.
I screened every sample, including the first one.
Yeah, well, maybe you used a dirty test tube. Who knows? There's got to be 1,000 variations on this plant extract, and we've got to make and test every single one of them. I tell you, we need help. We're looking at too many possibilities.
Isn't that what science is all about? Eliminating possibilities? Well, you said you needed help.
Can you tell them that I need them to break it from the roof? Keep that roof. All right, how are we doing? Hey. Hey, how are we doing? Tell flower, if she breaks the leaves, it's easier. If she breaks them, see, they're too big. Amana, what are you doing in my way? How are you doing? This is excellent. Yeah. All right, are you breaking them from the root? You're going to break them from the root, okay? It's Kiwana.
I don't understand, I'm sorry.
Tapsua, when do you know that, eh?
Did I? Whatever I said about it, better say Bronx. It's all right, he just wants to know if you have a date for the prom. Euphemistically speaking.
Staring at me.
I've never seen a virgin of your maturity.
What?
I had to give them some excuse.
Well, you should have said she's engaged to be married.
Really? Oh, it's to be Mrs. Bronx?
It will be next winter.
I don't approve of long engagements.
We would have liked to have gotten married earlier, but it wasn't convenient.
Marriage of convenience.
You probably know him, or at least his family. Tom Fallon?
Tommy Fallon? Good God, he's about 95 years old. You'll inherit before the honeymoon's over. I take my hat off to you, girl.
His son.
Oh, son? No, I don't know the son. But I can well imagine. Good stock. Good contributor. Met at a fundraiser, did we?
What's the difference where I met him?
Don't get your knickers in a twist, Mrs. Bronx. Just remember, breeding is no substitute for intelligence. Often the death of it.
What, do you have an unlimited supply of that stuff?
The saliva speeds up the fermentation process.
Pass.
Well, you might as well. You can't test this law for another 72 hours.
It'll go by just as fast if we're testing the local fungus.
I told you. I screened every sample.
Well, there is another possibility.
Which is?
A six-pack of peach Pernod, and you were drunker than a skunk when you did the test.
Pernod. The D is silent. You're going to hang around with the Fallons. You better get it right, kid.
Pernod.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, doctor.
Shall I write it down for you?
What if the missing step isn't here in the lab? Your medicine man. The first day you saw him collect the bromeliads. What if you did something? I don't know. Something you instinctively copied that first time and haven't done since. What if it's in the harvesting?
I counted at least three what-ifs.
Yeah, well, you don't start an investigation with once upon
exactly
a time, do
what
you?
What are you going to investigate?
Not what, who? Your merry men must know where the medicine man is. We should go and question him.
As you yourself pointed out, you're scarcely a qualified field researcher.
And as you've pointed out, research is a process of elimination.
Don't you presume to tell me how to follow up. Question the medicine man. Good God, don't you think I questioned the son of a bitch?
No, not to urinate in the water.
That's not my concern.
Well, it should be. Urine attracts the spiky kangaroo. It's a relatively tiny fish that enters any available orifice.
Can't you blow a whistle? Maybe they'd like to fetch some golf ball.
The spikes are angled backwards and have to be surgically removed. It's a hell of a procedure. I came to apologize.
Are you serious?
I lost my temper.
About the spike?
No, about the medicine man.
God damn it, Campbell, the spiky kangaroo!
Good God, where? Hey, Buster! Ariyaki! Let's see that. Let's see that. I must admit, I've never actually seen one this far upriver, but it's not a bad idea to keep your knickers on. Well, all gone? Satisfied? I didn't mean to jump down your throat this afternoon.
Well, then I accept your apology. Let's forget it.
The medicine man, he wouldn't answer my questions until I got up to leave, and then he spoke one word. Mokara.
The swine flu epidemic? He told me.
He was afraid, you see, because in Mokara, their medicine man had shared forbidden juju magic with the eager beaver. And swine flu was the god's punishment for that indiscretion.
All right. He wouldn't talk. He might talk to me.
A woman.
Look, what do you want to do? Sit on your hands for 3 days and pray for Peak 37? We could take your house and he could plead our case. You could say you're sorry.
I don't think he knows it was me.
I meant sorry for the Alka-Seltzer.
What you meant, Makara?
Same story as the mother. Supraclavicular node non-tender. Adherent to the surrounding tissues. How big would you say?
1 centimeter.
I'll give it 2.
You can't and you know it.
It's so close to his windpipe, he'll choke to death before the cancer killed him.
It's not a weed, it's a tumor. It can wait.
It's not a tumor, it's a child.
The child can wait, too. You use up the last bit of the working serum, and we have nothing. You can't use the last of it.
You know the molecule.
A picture, a ghost in a machine. For Christ's sake, Gamble, use your head. The boy won't die in the next 48 hours. Look, one of those beakers, Sprout Peak 37. You can give samples away for Christmas. I'll help you wrap.
Suppose the new serums don't work.
You said yourself you found the cure for the plague of this century. It belongs to the human race, not to one sick kid.
Tapsiwa.
Come on, give me that syringe. It'll be my sleepless night.
Just taking his son to the medicine man. When she woke up this morning, they were both gone. She wants me to bring them back.
Medicine man? Kalana, where's the medicine man? What is she saying? Who can show us where the medicine man is? Kalala! Kalala can show us!
Can't hear you!
Look, get out of there! If we leave now, we can catch up to Jahauza!
Can't hear you!
You got some history, fine, it's history. What are you gonna do, hang around the rest of your life? If that man has answers, we need them.
I can't hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Eyes on the ground, you won't change focus, you won't get a headache.
You might have mentioned it earlier.
Oh, didn't I? I'm sorry, I thought I did. Palala, Jarita Tatat. Oh no, I got something better.
What is it?
Oh no.
What is it?
Yucca tree. The bark is 3% pure caffeine. Cures headaches, fatigue, aches, pains, neuritis, neuralgia. Drink it. It'll keep you on your feet till dinner time.
Pass.
Drink it.
Pass.
Drink it. Or Palala will force you on your back, close your nose while I pour it down your gullet. Isn't that right, Palala?
Gullet.
Go ahead.
This bark.
It's called Yoko.
Yoko. You know, this would knock Maxwell House right off the shelf. The narcs wouldn't stop me at the border. This isn't a hallucinogen, is it? Which peak is his?
None of the above. The old man lives at the base of the gorge.
Downhill. Yeah. Hey, we gotta talk about marketing this stuff. Cola. 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 Hey, of course you'd have to add sugar. You've
version tastes like shit. Oh, man. They don't spit in this one, do they?
Spit? No, but,
Okay, don't tell me, really. Don't tell me. Ooh. Yo, calf. Yo, espresso. Yo, calf. Yo, espresso. Oh. Hey, have you broken it down yet? Whoa, look at that! If I were the medicine man, I would have taken that penthouse. Why does he live at the bottom?
To get away from the constant gabbing, most likely.
Oh, sorry for disturbing you.
You all right?
I'm okay. Go ahead, I'll catch up. That Yo Cola sounds too much like a kid's drink. I'm more interested in the mass marketing. Okay, I'm more interested in the mass marketing of this drink for the adult, like a continental suave thing. Is it difficult to process that Yoko bark?
Bronx? Where are you?
Right.
Don't play silly buggers. Where are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm okay.
Stay where you are.
Ah!
I'm gonna lower a harness. Palala? You've been to the circus, huh? Oh, this is a piece of cake compared to the triple. You can tell your kids you work without a net. Except they're not going to believe you. All right, here we go. Use your left hand. You can reach the harness. Now, come on. Reach back for the harness. It's all right, it's all right. Don't cry. Look, I promise you, when this is over, you can cry all you want, and I won't say a word. Now, come on, reach for the harness.
No, I can't do it.
Change of plan. And Hammond goes to the mountain. Parola. Parasita tendi. Triple's easier. All right, Bill, here I come. Together. It's a hell of a shortcut. Look, if I wanted to kill all of us, I could have found easier ways, no? But come on. Roll. Let go. Come on. Let go. Ray, let go. Come on. Roll. Come on.
Come on. There you go. Come on.
I think I hate you.
Faster. Let it go. Come on.
I can't walk.
Come on.
I can't walk.
Don't look. Move your hand. Work your hand.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
What did you do? What do we do now? This is a rescue! What am I supposed to do? Call 911, you idiot! Help!
Give me a hand.
This isn't a rescue, this is a suicide pact!
You idiot!
Calm down! Hey, give me your hand. Just give me your hand. Give me your hand.
What for? What are you, crazy?
Really, it was the best I've ever seen.
And I've been to the circus a great many times, eh?
You were spectacular. Really? Don't cry.
You promised I could cry all I want.
Oh, yes, I did. Okay. Well, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Fortunately, Falala salvaged your haversack. Careful. That's Peach Powner, huh?
I lost it up there. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm trying to thank you.
That was a good job. Enough said. Go easy.
Why? I'm not driving. No wonder why you like this stuff. Don't make me laugh. It hurts. Ow. Ah.
Hold on.
Ow, that burns.
I know.
What is it?
It's
burning.
Magic.
No. Magic, yes. That old black of magic has got me in it. That old black of magic that you weave so well.
I know. Terrifying, isn't it?
Those pasty fingers up and down your spine.
Not my spine. No.
Come on, sing it. Sing it, Kimball. Really big finish. Come on, sing us a bar. Come on.
I should stay away, but what should I do? I hear your name.
I'm in a flame. Come on, sing it.
Get some sleep, Ray.
Don't.
What?
Don't call me by my given name.
Don't you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Ready for visitors?
The medicine man?
He's in the neighborhood.
How do you know?
Call it a hunch.
We might be in the wrong gorge.
Oh, somehow I doubt that.
I mean, are you sure Palala knows where he lives?
Oh, yeah.
What if he doesn't? What do we do then? I thought I was dreaming. Campbell, I thought.
Oh, my beauty buffalo!
Okay, what's going on?
It seems there's going to be a fight.
Between you and him?
Mm-hmm.
He's 3 feet tall, for Christ's sake.
You wanted to pick his brains.
Not off the sidewalk.
Have her mouth off to the dean,
and then need a grant.
Oh. This is an eat crow kiss ass contest?
Exactly. Remember what I told you about taking his stick? I think this is about giving it back.
So he's got to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bend over, take 3 whacks, and let's cut to the info.
It doesn't quite work that way. The tricky part is...
Is what?
Not getting my skull cracked in the process.
Give him up! Suck it up!
He said, he born of a monkey.
Apparashtarecha!
He say he big wisdom. He say he felt dirt.
Tell him his mother eats army boots.
He say you have no father.
Here's what happens when cousins marry.
Christ's
sake.
I was helping.
Well, don't.
He said, he no more can.
I don't need a bloody interpreter.
I do.
I'm gonna push your luck, runt.
Campbell.
Parast, you didn't have?
Father, you talk guy. No offense.
Yeah, nice kiss.
Father, need help? Sick boy. World mean sick boy.
Go in, Diva!
He say bring here.
Here, Mantura Pabut. Here, Ma. Reset your juju.
Father, too far. Bring it juju, sick boy. Juju sky flower.
What do you say?
No juju sky flower. Only horse for bugs. Can't go full.
Back to square one. Where did I go wrong? The eating crow or the kissing arms department?
It wasn't a total loss.
I'm sorry. Ma che se tu non si tenti, ma che se? Ma che se? Ma che se tu non si tenti, ma che se? Ma che se tu
My, my. Isn't it all bright and shiny?
I cleaned up a little, that's all. These first four extracts will be ready to test by 7. I'll set my alarm clock for 6:30.
Incidentally, the blue doesn't come off.
Get drunk somewhere else.
Hey, I live here. Get sanctimonious somewhere else. I tried to get drunk at your houses, as a matter of fact. But I soon tired of hearing him pray over his only son. So I said to myself, why not visit Dr. Bronx and her tabernacle of empirical evidence?
I'm not a monster, Campbell.
No, you're not a monster. And if I have in any way labeled you monstrous, by gesture or manner, I sincerely beg your pardon.
I'd like to go to sleep now. I have an early morning.
I wouldn't bother setting that alarm, Monster Bronx. He won't make it through the night.
You don't know that.
Hey, I picture you at a man's age. Sitting in bed, awake, arms crossed, whispering, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. Where was I when you were 6 years of age and armed against the dark?
Probably hiding like you are now.
Oh, in the jungle or in the bottle? To which hideout are you referring?
Does it matter?
It's not as difficult as you might think, watching someone die. After 70 or 80 men, women, infants, you begin to feel quite numb. When I left Jahouse's hut, I was coming here to get the magic serum. Save myself, of course, not the boy. Which makes me the monster. You at least would save the world. And the world is not one choking boy in the middle of a disappearing forest. Even though it seems that way here in the dark, against which you are so well armed. And I have only this.
Enough! Give me that bottle. You're not a murderer. That's not why she left you.
What the hell do you know about it? She left me. Because I wouldn't allow her to forgive me. She very much wanted to, you see. But I couldn't forgive myself. Until I do, no one. No one's allowed. We've been invited to a prayer meeting. I'll make your excuses.
Oh, 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 oh
Without proof, it's only a miracle. It do not stop bulldozers.
Look, Orneg, I injected him myself.
I'm not doubting it.
This bromeliad, I've never seen it growing anywhere else. You can't transplant it to the lab. Christ, I couldn't bring it down 100 feet from origin. Now you move your road through here, and we've lost it.
Come on, Roberto. It's not my road.
We need time. We're testing new samples.
Senor Reyes has already been instructed to move the villagers. If a test is successful in, say, next 24 hours, the bulldozers are running night and day now.
I'm gonna retest.
It didn't work, Ray. It's not here.
What? You promised me a week. You gave me a week. Pack your bags, Ray, before the road gets here.
You're always throwing me out.
It's for your own good.
What do you know about it?
Quite a bit. You don't smoke, do you? There's got to be a cigarette around here somewhere.
Is this supposed to be me?
Supposed to be? I think it's a very good likeness. Take it if you want.
No, I'd rather you kept it.
Well, I certainly flattered you a bit by idealizing your forehead, but a man in love wouldn't notice the disparity.
A man in love?
Yeah. Tommy Fallon, the younger. Give it to him. I'm sure he sees your forehead exactly as I've drawn it. And he probably never noticed that your left ear is lower than your right ear. When one is smitten, those are the details. What are you running?
Baseline.
What are you using?
Sugar solution.
The same solution you've used each time?
No. I ran out. Why?
Where'd you get the sugar?
Have you ever lost anything, Bonega? Your car keys, your wallet? It wasn't the bromeliads. It was the ants.
You're certain?
I seem to have left the evidence in my other suit.
Campbell? Roberto. Roberto. It's me, Miguel.
Ah, Miguel.
We can go whenever you are ready.
No. I know what I'm looking for now. Those little orange bastards exist somewhere else.
Roberto.
I'll find them.
Look at yourself. It's time out, my friend. 6 years and all your equipment. Aston isn't going...
Aston will replace it, all of it. And provide him with a research assistant per his request. Dr. Seelove, if I remember, was your first choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If we're ready, we should go.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
You'll be in touch.
They won't relocate where the government has indicated.
Sooner or later, they'll have no place left. Then they'll go where they're told. He says the medicine man has found a place upriver.
Medicine man? You mean Campbell?
That small one over by the trees.
Give me a minute. I'll tell him. He said this was your stick. He said it's all right now. He's found a good place. And if you behave yourself, you can go with them. He said he'll teach you big magic. He said he's never met a man like you before. And maybe he never will again.
I'm going to need, in addition to a new chromatograph, more scopes, calipers.
I'll make sure you get everything you need. When I reach the city, I'll contact Dr. Seelove.
Well, I've reconsidered. Dr. Seelove is my second choice now. Oh, come on, Bronx. You think Tom Fallon's going to walk down the aisle with a woman whose something blue is a tattoo in her forehead?
I want joint publication.
You can have whatever you want.
What do you want?
I'm real, Navarth.
And unbutton your shirt. Dearest Tom, we're pushing upriver in search of those ants. And with some luck, we'll get to them before the lumber companies do. And about our marriage? I'm not so sure I'm ready for it yet. Okay. Life is strange. But down here...
Hey, Bronx!
It seems...
Yeah?
So very precious.